Well, how did that day rate in terms of the championship season so far?
Yeah, we've had a tough few games before this, so it's been nice to be on almost on the front foot rather than defending to save the game, really.
Does that make it a lot easier?
It doesn't make it easier. I think it makes it more enjoyable. And there's almost light at the end of the tunnel with the hard work that we put in to see a result finally. It's been nice, and there's a good atmosphere in the change room now.
And yours and Gareth Bergs' innings today has really changed things, hasn't it?
Yeah. With that wicket, it almost gave us a licence. There's a few cracks in it, so it can give you an excuse to play a few shots. And I think that's the reason why the game's gone forward so quickly, because of previous games. There's a few balls that pop off a crack, but apart from that, it's actually been quite nice.
How did the wicket play today compared to yesterday?
I feel like when we bowled yesterday, there was a bit more carry from the top end. And today, there wasn't as much pace in it until Fidel bowls, obviously, and that was proper quick.
Now, your innings today, 111. I think it's your, fourth championship 100 for Hampshire, is that right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'd like to say there's a few
more
Essex,
there. Essex, I think, isn't there? And
yeah.
I know you've got others, but I think it's
Lanx,
a championship.
Lanx yeah, and this, Southport. Yeah.
How did that rate, that one?
I was pleased because I've been battling a little bit with picking the ball up early and trying to be my dominant self for a while now. Back end of last year, I couldn't get there either. And I tinkered with my technique a little bit over the past week. And I was pleased. I was really pleased with almost it paying off for this innings.
We nearly thought you'd broken your finger last week. You're obviously not suffering too much effects.
No. And it was also... The Rose Bowl has been hard to keep on this year, and you've seen that through the keepers come into the ground and myself. It's been tough. So I had a scan, and luckily it came back ligaments rather than broken, which is a result because it was the same finger as last year.
Just going back to your partnership with Gareth Bergs, 165, you seem to inspire him to play positively as well.
Yeah, I mean, Bergie played out of his skin there. He played some amazing shots, and when it got to that partnership of 150, I think he was on 75, and I thought I was going at a good rate, so it proved how well he played, and he played some amazing shots after getting hit in the head.
You must have been pleased. 141 lead after the first innings. I mean, was that quite a lot in this situation?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's quite a lot in any 4-day game, really. It was nice that, like I said before, that we're not on the back foot. We're more in demand of this game than we have been in previous games.
Mm. Fidel's spell tonight, 4 wickets, has put you in a better position now?
It's nice to have that pace, that variation in a 4-day team. You know, previous games we've bowled well but not managed to blow away some of the players that have been in, and Fidel showed how, you know, the extra pace he added today like helped us tremendously.
Yeah. Just, I mean... obviously how things may go tomorrow, but what would be ideal? I know you want to get Sussex out quickly, but what wouldn't you want to score more in the second innings? What is a absolute max on that wicket?
I haven't really thought about it because today's gone quite quickly for me. By the time that I got out, I was fielding, and we wanted 5 or 6 this evening to make things a little bit easier going forward. We're batting on it last. That may suggest that it might be tougher, but if it plays like it did today, with the occasional bad ball, then, you know, 150, 160, I think we'd be quite confident chasing that.